Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. Former Seven Network producer Taylor Auerbach will be back in the witness box today in the reopened Bruce Lehrman defamation case against Network 10. In his first day of evidence, he alleges the broadcaster paid for illicit drugs and sex workers in a bid to secure an interview with Lehrman. Auerbach has rejected suggestions he's motivated by a desire to humiliate Lehrman or is out for revenge against his former Seven colleagues. New South Wales motorists are being asked to take extreme care on the roads or avoid travel altogether. As severe weather lashes the state. Heavy rain, flash flooding and strong winds are forecast right from the south coast in the Illawarra through to the mid-north coast. Craig Moran from Transport for New South Wales says people should turn to public transport.
We'll really need to plan ahead if they're planning to use public transport. So we'd really encourage everybody to go to transportnewsouthwales.info to get the latest information on public transport.
The Prime Minister is intensifying his criticism of Israel following the death of an Australian aid worker in Gaza. Anthony Albanese says the airstrike on the humanitarian aid convoy was a breach of international law. Visitors to a popular holiday spot in Queensland are being urged to stay on alert for dingoes. A 9-year-old girl was wading in shallow waters on Gari Island when a dingo grabbed her on the leg. She was taken to the mainland for further treatment to leg wounds. Almost 1,400 hectares of Great Barrier Reef islands and coastal properties will be converted into protected areas. It's all part of a Queensland Government Island Arcs initiative, which aims to help conserve the ecosystem. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, the Melbourne Storm has come from behind to beat the Brisbane Broncos 34-32 in an absolute tri-fest to kick off round 5 of the NRL. The Broncos took an 18-16 lead into halftime, but were without skipper Adam Reynolds in the second 40 after he suffered a hamstring injury. And home crowd supporting Gather Round wasn't enough to get the Crows their first win of the AFL season. They've gone down to the Demons 78-63 at Adelaide Oval. In entertainment news, Beyonce has been given all the praise by Paul McCartney for her cover of Blackbird. The 42-year-old songstress put her spin on the 1969 Beatles classic for her country album Cowboy Carter. And Michael J. Fox could be open to an acting career comeback. The 62-year-old Family Ties actor who's battled Parkinson's disease announced his retirement in 2020, but now says he'd be open to cracking the door open to acting again. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.